Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian. This is Natural Solutions with Dr. J. I'm so excited to be here with Ernest Shi, who is we went to college together. Mm-hmm. We were in the same year at Erland College. And I was thinking that you actually were on the Japan program, but you weren't. I mean,
I was not.
It's just like I had that stuck in my head that you were there.
Maybe because Alice was on it, and she kind of that latched onto it. I knew Alice from the Outward Bound program, from the backpacking program.
And that was before Earl, and that was the summer before.
So, that's right. Yeah, that's how I met her.
I know my younger sister went on that too, and she was like 2 years behind me. But so anyway, so you've lived in Hawaii for
over 30 years. I was born in Singapore.
Oh, in Singapore. Oh, okay.
I grew up in New York.
All right. Okay. All right. That makes sense now.
There were a lot of East Coast people at Earl.
Yeah. So, but you lived in Hawaii for 30 years.
Over 30 years.
And so then you studied Arabic, you said.
Well, for that year, that foreign study in Lebanon, I studied Arabic.
Oh,
but my major was geology. And I graduated in geology.
Okay. Now, did you continue geology?
I went on to get a master's degree in geomorphology and remote sensing. And that kind of led in, although I went into side businesses, like artistic things, they would fail. We had run out of money. And I eventually went back into environmental consulting, which played on my geology background, the geology background was useful for that.
Okay. And so is that what your consulting business was?
Yeah, I grew out of that, right.
I see. Right. Okay. I thought it was related to like Asia or something, or some intercultural something.
No, I went to Japan because we had an Army Corps contract.
Oh, okay.
And the Army project manager one day called me up and said, hey, we got a big problem in Japan. You want to go next week? I said, sure. And that's how it started rolling with project after project.
Interesting.
Yeah. It turned out pretty good. It was like luck and chance has a lot to do with life, really.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's so interesting. So, who was it? Matt? Was there? Who else was in geology?
Oh.
There were a number of people in geology. And
It was a strong department, but very small.
Yeah.
So I didn't really hang out with the geology department.
Trying to remember who. There was one guy who went to Harvard for a master's.
There were some very strong people who went to Harvard.
Yeah, because I went to visit them after
Duke
I graduated.
Duke and all these famous university things. Uh-huh. Yeah, they were much better students than I was.
Well, no, really?
Yes.
And have you kept in touch with any of them?
No, none, really. It's only Alice and you. And whoever finds me on Facebook, I'll just say yes.
Right. Yeah. How about, and Stacey Klein? I mean, she was
a good friend of mine. I follow up a couple times and then I lost track. Are you in China?
No, it's been a while since.
She was a very nice person.
So,
Stacey Klein,
So you've lived in Hawaii and your business consulting is in environmental.
Environmental consulting, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Now, what is that specifically?
Okay, so most of the projects involve contaminated lands or groundwater.
Uh-huh.
And so you'd have maybe, for the Navy, they had a Superfund site in Pearl Harbor. So there were multiple sites where they had contaminated like PCBs or lead or solvents or oils that would hit the ground and hit the soil and the groundwater.
Uh-huh.
And we'd have to assess it, take chemical tests, recommend whether to clean it up or to mitigate the risk, that kind of stuff, like a lot of thick reports, basically.
Wow.
Grab samples and thick reports.
So you have to do like deep core samples too?
We do core samples.
How deep would those go?
Well, it depends on the contamination. Uh-huh. If it's surface contamination, it doesn't go very deep.
How deep would that be?
I don't know, usually like 5 feet, 10 feet, 15 feet.
Oh, well, I would think that far is like inches. But actually, you're talking feet. It actually goes that deep down in.
Well, it's not that far. But, you know, I mean, you hit the, in the, where Pearl Harbor is, there's a brackish water layer that's maybe 15, 20 feet. So once it hits that, it's going to spread out. And then you don't want to hit the groundwater, which is much deeper.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah. There's the clean groundwater.
No, that's in the Pearl Harbor area. You mean at 15 feet is the brackish water.
Yeah, approximately.
Uh-huh. So, as you may know, for the past 30-plus years, I've been in natural medicine and acupuncture.
Right. That kind of led out of your Tai Chi thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's right. Yeah. Doing Tai Chi made me want to know more about energy flow and stuff, and so that's why I went into acupuncture. Mm-hmm. And I also thought, when I was traveling, so after Earlham, I was back in Japan for a year and a half.
Oh, no. Okay.
And
You did the jet program?
No, it was actually a special scholarship from Mombusho.
Okay.
That Earlham had a connection with Wasabi.
Right.
And it was a special thing. So I was hitchhiking through Indiana on the way to East Coast after I graduated.
Uh-huh.
And so I stopped off at Earlham and I talked to Dick Wood.
Uh-huh.
And because he'd been my counselor.
Uh-huh.
And or my advisor. And he had already offered this special Mombusho guaranteed thing. All Earlham had to say, okay, this is the person we're choosing.
Oh,
he'd already offered it to like five other people.
Oh, wow.
And I had gone to Chicago and interviewed in Japanese and did the whole Mombusho scholarship application for him.
Uh-huh.
I'd already done all that.
Uh-huh.
And I just happened in on this. And so he says, well, okay, I guess we'll take you. Sort of like the consolation prize for the program. And that's what I thought.
Because the other five people didn't...
People were already doing other things.
Oh, well, you lucked out. Well, I know. There he is. There's luck and opportunity and chance. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I went back to Japan for about another year and a half. Okay. And then I traveled for about 2 years through other parts of Asia.
Okay.
And while I was doing that, I was going, I really like traveling.
Uh-huh.
And you can probably identify with
that. Yeah, sure.
And I like traveling. What can I do to keep traveling?
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'll be a traveling acupuncturist.
Okay. That sounds hard.
It's impossible. You can't do that.
Yeah, because you need referrals.
But it was so naive.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
it was very totally naive.
Yeah.
But so anyway, that sort of helped direct me in this direction.
Too. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's kind of like David Carradine shills into some Western town and unfolds his acupuncture tools.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah, that was a great show. It's very interesting that the environmental thing. So certainly in what I talk about in this practice, for example, in brain health, I'm focusing a lot on
right.
that. And one of the issues is detoxification.
Okay.
Because there are environmental pollutants. So would you say that the environmental pollutants that you use to monitor and do reports on are significant? They're real things, and are they a challenge to people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would say there's a chronic things that affect you, and then there's acute ones.
Uh-huh.
So we'd had a couple rare projects where we didn't be involved in acute things. Like I had a sulfuric acid spill. And
ooh.
That was like an acute thing.
Ooh.
But those are really fun.
When
you can do something that's really life-threatening.
Uh-huh.
But the chronic ones, you know, you're not going to die for 20 years.
Right.
And but those are the things that are persistent, and especially the PCBs were terrible,
uh-huh.
terrible issue that are everywhere. Everyone's got it. Everyone's got it in their body already.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So,
Describe again to the listening audience what PCBs are. I mean, it's polychlorobiphenyls.
Yeah. Well, anything chlorinated, turns out there's a lot of chlorinated compounds, TCE. The chlorinated compounds, will find a lot of bioavailable sites in your body. And also chlorinated compounds are very stable. PCBs were incredibly good lubricants because they never broke down.
Mm, so the chlorinated aspect kept it in its form and it didn't break down. It didn't change form.
Yeah, it was very good heat resistant oils.
Uh-huh.
It was used in a lot of motors, a lot of like, you know, anything industrial, especially World War II.
Uh-huh.
They would make all kinds of PCBs. And these things just tolerate and stay in the environment and do not decay.
Uh-huh.
They get in your body. They get up there, you know, the chlorinated finds sites where salt and other things will find sites, and then they'll stay with you. And then when you eat up the food chain, it just accumulates.
Uh-huh. Because if it's in the water or whatever, then the fish will get it in them, and that will get in their fat,
right.
And then it gradually goes
exactly.
up the food chain.
Exactly. I don't know that much about the toxicities part
uh-huh.
of it, because
uh-huh.
I'm not a medical
right.
person
right.
or a biotoxicologist,
uh-huh.
but I do know that it's terrible and it's very persistent in the environment, and we monitor for it a lot, yeah.
So you are no longer doing that. You sold that business, but are you still in the consulting field?
I still do a little bit of that.
Okay.
And I started just last month another company with a friend who's much younger, and she's Asian, so she can qualify for some special program.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right.
And so we're going to get that going for her,
uh-huh.
and I'm like a small percentage owner in that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, because of my business sale, I have some property that I have that I can manage. And so I'm kind of doing traveling. I'm shifting more into art. I want to do a lot more photography.
Because you did a lot of that at Earlham,
and I want to do more gallery stuff. I'm in a nice position where I don't really need to make money in photography. Yeah. Like, I'm going to do your wedding or something like that. That's awful. There are people who are really good at that, and I let them do it. Uh-huh. I just want to do artistic things, and I write off my travels. I've been all over the world. I've got more trips coming. I'm going to go to Asia in December. So, Japan. I'll go back to Japan. Yeah.
Wow,
I go to Japan at least twice a year.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. So do you have like a website that people could...
No, I need to work on that.
I know you're on Facebook though.
I'm on Facebook. I put stuff on Facebook and Instagram, but I don't really have it. I have an Instagram site called Cocofatsia, K-O-K-O, like coconut.
Oh, okay.
But it's like spelled kind of ghetto. And fat, like P-H-A-T.
Oh, P-H-A-T, okay.
S-I-E-R, Fatsia.
Oh, Fatsia, Coco.
Yeah, I had Coco Fats before, but that got shut down because I had too many Burning Man photos on it. And someone reported it and it shut me down. So I'm like more judicious on what I put on that site now. Yeah.
I didn't know that they could do that.
They do that. They did it to me. Yeah.
You mean Burning Man?
No. Instagram.
Oh, Instagram.
Shut my site down. My Instagram
feed.
Because
you had too many pictures?
Burning Man pictures, you know. The naked ones.
Oh, those ones.
So those got shut down. I mean.
That was recent.
That was a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. So you
Coco Fatsia is my second.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's why it's called Coco Fatsia.
So you've gone to Burning Man
many times. Yeah. I just came this year.
That's what I remember.
I remember you were sort of passing through and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's my eighth time.
Eighth time. Oh, okay.
I have a list because I just got Invisalign.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So it must feed, Burning Man must feed something in you.
Yeah, it's very creative.
Burning
Man's very creative, very alternative. I've made lots of friends throughout the world from it, and they're all really smart, educated, creative people who go there and are looking for contacts, looking for new outlooks. Uh-huh. And this year we started another theme camp. That was kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. I'll probably go back next year and keep on moving up on that theme camp. But, you know, people say they're not going back. I said I wasn't going to go back. But then every so often, I like to say Burning Man is like, you feel like you're not on Earth. You feel like you're on another planet.
Oh, interesting.
It's very different.
Uh-huh.
I mean, people are super friendly and super, you meet lots of people who are engaging and want to do things. And you see incredible art, of course. You see that on the news feeds and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'll probably be back. Yeah. But it's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all kinds of controversies. Everyone's saying, oh, it used to be much better, you know, but that happens with many things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's so fascinating. So you're looking very youthful.
Yeah, I'm Asian, you know.
I know that people say black don't crack. I don't know if there's one for
Asian. Oh, black don't crack,
yeah,
is that it?
Yeah, yeah. But
I like to think Asians look young for a long time, and then all of a sudden, boom, you look like Yoda or something. But I'm aging a little bit, but certainly, you know, Asians just age less quickly than whites.
Is that what
for sure? I think so.
You can't attribute it to the creative burst that you get at Burning Man?
Well, I stay healthy. I mean, I work out. I go surfing. I go hiking. I do yoga, things like that.
Wow, fantastic. So what is your routine like, your health routine?
Well, I try to eat a lot better than I used to because I used to be, I've always had problems with triglycerides because I think that's genetic. Chinese triglycerides are elevated. And then there's diabetes in my family, type 2. So I kind of watch out for the starches, watch out for the carbs, try to eat less, just total less, you know, so I've lost a little bit of weight. I was like 220, now I'm down to around 200. I want to get 190, 180, that level.
Yeah.
So I think you feel much better that way. Surfing is just, I have a lot of young friends. They all like to go surfing. I'm not good at it, but it's one of these things you can just keep on getting better the more you try.
Uh-huh.
And it's difficult, but when you fall, you don't get really hurt. It's not like skateboarding.
Yeah, I think I went surfing one time.
Yeah.
And that was, where was that? I think that was
in Hawaii?
The Virgin Islands.
Oh, they have surf there?
Maybe it was Hawaii. I think the Virgin Islands, yeah. I went out with some other people who are surfers and they did it there all the time. And I went out and I just It was horrendous.
It's horrible.
It was so hard to do. It's so hard to do.
You're just flailing around. Yeah. Your arms feel like spaghetti afterwards.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't wear something on my chest, so the sex whack, like, cut it up.
You got rashes. Your nipple got all rashy and everything, yeah.
Yeah, and then the salt water burned the chest. But I actually sort of halfway, almost, I wasn't up or anything, but I caught sort of a wave partway, and I go, oh, now I know why people are so thrilled. This is amazing.
It's a thrilling ride. Yeah. But it's hard to catch. Catching the wave is hard. People think, oh, standing up's hard. No. Catching it is hard.
Oh, interesting.
Anyway, I do that. There's lots of hiking in Hawaii. So I do that. So that's really good for you.
Yeah, hiking's wonderful.
Yeah, so my daily routine, now that I don't have to show up anywhere regularly, I'll get up. I have to admit, fairly late because I stay up late. And I get up and I'll do... I have a 10-minute workout that I do. I try to do it every single day. And that's basically some push-ups, some sit-ups, some chins, some lunges. Just like basically, you know, work on my core. Just something that I can do and like, okay, I can spare 10 minutes no matter what my day is.
It's good to build that into the routine.
I try to build that in, So I was running for a while. But you know, I don't think running's that good for you. So
depends at least on the long distance. I don't. I'm not like
some people can do like 100 marathons and they're fine.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, most people, their knees. I got to watch out for my knees, and my ankles, my hips. A lot of people around me have had knee replacements and hip replacements. Like my ex-wife, she had a hip replacement just last month.
Wow.
So it's like, you know, we're at the age where anything can happen. And you
we don't want that necrosis to be going on.
Yeah. What's like death? Necrosis is death
cell. It's like stuff just dying and turning like into yuck.
From sedentary lifestyle or from
it can be from damage. Overuse. It can be inflammation. Yeah.
I play tennis too with friends, but I don't play competitively. We just play.
You aren't like in a senior league or something.
No, we just play. Yeah. We just like several friends texting. Let's go play. We go play. So I'm not in any organized league. I go sailing with friends, but like I say. I just basically bring beer and we just jump off and jump on. If they want me to hold the wheel, I'll hold the wheel. I mean, I know about sailing, but I never, I think we took classes of our own. There was sailing classes. There was sailing classes of our
that's
own.
That's interesting.
At that lake. We used to ride our bikes there and go to those flying juniors. So I know the basics.
Right.
So, and people keep on trying to make me buy a sailboat, but I don't think I need that right now.
Buy a sailboat? Nah. You know, they say a sailboat is a,
hole
in the water that you pour money into.
Exactly. And you can't just, it's not just money, it's time.
That's true.
Time and money.
I love doing it, but for a long time, it's just kind of been sitting there.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing a share thing.
Yeah.
A shareable thing. But, yeah. And I play music. I play music a lot. I play guitar.
Fantastic.
I just recorded.
Guitar, right?
No, not at Earlham. I didn't know. No? I didn't know that. No. I just started much later in life. But actually, I can play you a song if you want. I just recorded with my friend.
Nice. You have your guitar with you?
No, but I can play it on my iPhone.
Oh, okay.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
So let me see if I can get Dropbox. Oh, I don't have service. You have Wi-Fi?
I do.
What's your Wi-Fi?
It's complicated.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
SPG Private Berkeley?
It has changed so frequently.
Well, maybe I did. I do have two stars. Maybe I can get on. Okay, after my Wi-Fi, it'll be better.
You can try that.
Because it's I didn't load it on my. You just mix a bunch of tracks. Oh my god, you got to change that.
So that's. It used to be different.
F-Y-6, I think that one, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's
that. F-Y-6-W. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. I used to have other passwords that were much easier. And then they kept having to change the Wi-Fi, and it's been...
Someone else serves it? Is that a lower T?
Yeah.
I was staying in Airbnb in Paris.
Yeah.
And they had this really complicated Wi-Fi. And in addition, the guy wrote it in like really loose Parisian script, which I have to translate to English script. It's so different. You know what I mean?
So you didn't you had to use like a French keyboard or something on your phone?
No, I just had to figure out, is that a 4 or is that a 2?
Because
the way they write things.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
It's only different. So, you might like the song. Yeah. It's really different. I write songs. So I've written 4 songs. This one... This one's on my Dropbox. I was at my friend's house. He's like a noise maker. He makes, he has all these like synthesizers and things like that.
Where was this? Here?
Yeah, I'm staying in the Mission. With, I always stay with him because I can listen to this. Wait, let me start. I'm playing all the tracks. He just layered them all on.
Oh.
I'm singing.
You know we're Asians. And we're good at math.
Did I hear this on Facebook?
Yeah, I put it on Facebook.
No matter the persuasion.
Are you good at math?
Be it Chinese, Japanese, Korean, even Indians. Not the feather kind. We're good at math. We're good at math. You know, you white folks, you gave us democracy, modern management theory, and we thank you for that. And we thank you for that.
And this is based on all
your
years of travel.
And you guys give us sports and jazz and all kinds of cultural contributions. And what America would be without that.
Now this is going
but
to be on.
But you know we're Asian.
I'm going on an Asian trip, so I'll just record some video.
Yeah.
Make a music video.
And we're good at
so it's going to be on your Facebook page.
I'll try to put it on YouTube.
Coco Fats.
Oh, that's in my Instagram.
Okay.
Don't matter the
that wouldn't be
yeah.
No.
You can't put music on Instagram.
No.
Be it algebra, geometry, trigonometry.
I'm putting it on YouTube. That's a good old time.
So you keep pretty much up on technology.
I say, yeah, that's a secret to staying young. Staying right on top of technology. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new 7.
Oh.
7 plus.
We're good at math.
Yeah, this is a 5.
It's got a... I got the two lenses, so I write it off with a photography. I just ordered an Amazon Dot.
Oh!
Have you heard about those things?
Mm.
They're amazing. They're going to change home automation.
What is it?
It's like an intelligent assistant. Local voice activated. Connects to your music, connects to you. You can, like, just wake up a word, like Alexa, and go, like, hey Alexa, call me an Uber.
Everything until the bill comes. What are you gonna do? You give it to the Asian guy sitting in back with his pen and pocket protector.
Miley offensive, mildly racist, but in a friendly way. I just poke fun at everyone.
Yeah.
But mostly poke fun at Asians.
And you can because you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Asian, and we're good at math.
I'm gonna remix this a little bit, get a little more bass on it, and make the harmony snappier.
Don't matter the persuasion.
So he's got incredible tools. He's got like this 8 tracks here.
Uh-huh.
So he's gonna give me all 8 tracks, and then I'll just try to move them in the garage.
Oh, all right, yeah. It's amazing what we can do on our own
computer. Yeah. But then you end up having to be expert in everything, and it takes so much time. Like you're your own travel agent, you're your own like everything, you know.
Yeah, there aren't really any, very few travel agents left.
Mm-hmm. I say it's very secret to staying young. It's probably being super active and staying up on technology, and try not to get too wrinkly. I mean, use sunscreen.
Yeah,
but no, it's probably too late by the time you're our age. It's
not like, too much sunscreen.
Really? Sunscreen's bad for you?
Well, we have to have sun to convert vitamin D, and there's all these other factors, and vitamin D is really important for the immune system and for a variety of things. So if you block too much sun, then you're going to not get enough D, and then the D is really important also for bone growth and stuff like that. No, you probably get enough.
Yeah, I'm dark. Really.
Yeah.
I look Hawaiian now.
Yeah. So for the last couple of years, you've been traveling.
When I was doing my consulting work, I had an office in Japan.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I would always go there. We had lots of projects in Japan. Uh-huh. With the U.S. military, you know, there's over 100 installations in Japan.
I didn't know there were that many.
A lot.
Wow.
And so we'd go to 30% of the land in Okinawa is used by the U.S. military. That's why they're so pissed off of them, and they should be.
Yeah.
That's too much.
That's a huge amount.
How would you like, you know, 30% of Manhattan to be overrun by Japanese? You know, and you can't get on the land.
Right.
And the radio station you can get best is all in Japanese. That's what it is in Okinawa, you know.
Oh, it's English, though. Yeah.
I mean, just think.
Yeah, that's the armed services.
Yeah. You hear Rush Limbaugh and stuff.
So, yeah. Do they have that on?
Yeah, they'll have them on.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. You can't get NPR really on the services station too easily.
So you've done so much travel in your years. Do you think that keeps you more healthy and alive? Meeting people in other cultures or being
in other
cultures?
I don't know. I think so. I'm just... Yeah. I think so. I mean, it definitely, you're not sedentary.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing is coming home every day and eating junk food and watching TV all night long and being lonely because you're not out meeting people.
Yeah.
You know, I think that as we get older, the worst thing is being sedentary and being lonely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
And probably keeping the mind engaged.
Very true.
I do games. I play games on my computer. I join a book club. I'm in a book club. So
great. Where's that? Hawaii?
It's an environmental sustainability book club. So, and they're all young people.
Have you written books yourself?
No.
No? Why not?
I've got a book idea, but I haven't written it. I don't know. I need to focus maybe next year, less traveling, more focus on projects that I have in mind.
Right. You only focus on about 15 or 20 at a time. That's...
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of projects that need to...
Well, if you're doing a book, I mean, I've written three.
I know.
And so one way to do it is to dictate them.
Okay.
You just sit down and you dictate. You've got a fancy phone. You can dictate with that.
Okay.
And then sometimes, if you're dictating depending, it'll transcribe part of it for you.
Right.
Or you just have some other place, like you go to Fiverr or some other place, have them transcribe it for you. You could have someone edit it. It could take
I did a lot of writing with consulting. I mean, when you're a consultant, you write a lot of reports.
That's right. Yeah. So you could just tell someone, here, go in and paste and copy. You could have someone else help you do it.
Yeah, my book idea is more like a fun idea. It's like my songs are like fun. I don't really have a serious book in mind. Uh-huh. But yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, is it good? Yeah.
Yeah, I think not serious is really good. there was this I was watching 2020 last night with my girlfriend and they had this segment about Malawi.
Uh-huh.
And they had these prisoners. There's a prison in Malawi where this one guy has gone several times.
Oh, Malawi, the country.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were the girl that got shot in the head.
Oh, no.
That's her name's Malawi.
Oh, too. Is it? Oh, yeah. So it's the country. And where he went and he discovered all these people singing. I guess he gave them the idea. Because they're in this horrible conditions, singing actually helps them take their mind out of the circumstances they're in. And like the prison guard just sits down, or anyone, and he encouraged them to just sit down and write a song.
Uh-huh.
And so your song kind of reminds me of that, you know, of them. They just talk about their life and
they wrote songs.
Yeah. They just like the prison guard is like, there's one I like in tears because he made up the song and it's about, well, you know, I really miss my wife. She was killed all of a sudden and my kids don't cry about it anymore, but I do. I mean, it's just like so raw.
Some people have had such terrible lives.
I know.
We're so lucky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Gratitude is something I'm practicing all the time.
Yeah. I try to practice that. Gratitude.
All right. Any other parting words of wisdom you'd like to give people in this podcast?
Oh, okay. Well, where does this podcast go? I mean,
it goes on Natural Solutions with Dr. J.
Okay, and the subscription, people subscribe to the podcast?
They can subscribe to it or not.
It's through iTunes or something?
It's on iTunes, yes.
Okay, well, I'll check it out. We'll have to subscribe after we're off of this.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Any more parting words? I would say stay curious. Stay interested in things.
Yeah.
Be interested. Be open to people. One thing you learn about Burning Man, from Burning Man, learn is to be open to people. Even at Burning Man, even if there's a guy that comes that you generally would not like in normal life, in what we call default world.
In the default
world, you wouldn't like him. Right. In Burning Man, you kind of like welcome him and trying to examine why you feel these feelings of not liking him. And start talking to him and start relating somehow. And, you know, that's something that we can all do in America more.
Yeah, I
relate
think
to other people.
Very good. Thank you. On those parting words, thanks so much.
Oh, Jay, it's a surprise
I know, it's
interview, but I enjoyed it.
It's been 40 years?
Yeah, 40 years, yeah. 1975. And we didn't really, we just were passing acquaintances. Yeah, there were like Alice and I were like that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Just passing acquaintances.
Yeah. Probably in the Wolf book. We knew each other from the Wolf book.
Yeah. Remember
the Wolf book?
I don't have the freshman year pictures of everyone, you know, it's called the Wolf book.
I remember that.
Yeah. Now that you mentioned, I remember. Right. But I never went to graduation. I never got the yearbook.
Oh, you never did. It was the whole anti-establishment year. It makes sense.
I don't want to go to graduation. Right. That's establishment.
Right.
I wish I had now.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Hey, you have kids?
I have two daughters.
And they graduate college? And
14. No, one's 21. She's graduating from UCLA.
Oh, great.
In December. And the other's 14.
Oh.
And she's at Berkeley High.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, my younger one went through Cal.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she graduated. Now she's a PhD candidate at Yale.
How old is she then?
She's 27.
27.
Mm-hmm. That's the older one, huh? That's a young one. And the older one went. So I know Cal. I know Berkeley very well from coming to Cal all the time.
Right.
Uh-huh. I convinced her to come here. If I had known about Cal, I would have gotten here too. But I didn't know about it.
Right, right. You know? Yeah.
And my older one, she's a lawyer in Palo Alto right now. She does technology law.
Oh, wow.
She went to Santa Clara.
All right.
Undergraduate and graduate.
Uh-huh.
So they both went to nice schools in California, Northern California. And we love the Bay Area. My sister lives in Sausalito. I'm meeting her for lunch.
That's right.
She's working at Berkeley. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Come back and visit anytime.
Berkeley's a great place. Yeah, we'll have to spend more quality time. You play mahjong. You still speak Japanese? Nihongo?
Yeah. Nihongo. Yoku. Amari renshu shinai desu kedo.
Renshu shinai. I don't know renshu shinai. Renshu. Oh, renshu is to
practice.
Renshu shinai. I know practice.
Yeah.
Hi. Wakaremasu. Yeah. Tashi Nihongo. How do you say study by myself? Benkyo.
Hitori desu. Benkyo shitara ii desho?
Itsumo Nihon ikimashita.
Ah, so desu.
So shite. Yukuri.
Benkyo ni narimasu.
Yeah. Yukuri better. Yukuri yoku.
Yoku narimasu.
Yeah, yoku narimasu. Okay.
Ja, sore ja, kore wa Natural Solutions with Dr. J de Nihongo.
Jane.
Matane.
Mata. I also run the Mandarin Club, meetup club in Hawaii.
Oh, because you
speak Chinese. My Chinese is better.
All right. To buy your copy of Superbrain, maximize your brain health for a better life, go to superbrain-thebook.com. That's superbrain-thebook.com. Information can also be found on naturalsolutionswithdrj.com.